from baseball's top personalities.
The Hall of Famer, one of the great TV broadcasters, Bob Costas, is here on A's Cast Live.
To the A's legendary players.
Five-time Major League Baseball home run champ, Mark McGwire, is with us here.
You never know what stories you're going to hear.
We used to come out here to lunch and run with our shirts off.
You and Sandy.
This is A's Unfiltered with Chris Townsend.
Time now for another edition of A's Unfiltered with Chris Townsend. We were down in Arizona, in Mesa, at Ho Ho Camp Park, talking to some of our players for 2023. Today, you're going to hear James Kaprielian, Shea Langeliers, and Trevor May. Cap, it's good to see you. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm glad to be out here. It's good to be around you guys and the rest of the staff and the boys and get this thing rolling a little bit.
And really the first day where we have sun and it's warmth and it's going to be a good day for practice.
Yeah, it's always a lot easier on us being out here when it's sunny and it's beautiful out right now.
So I know something that you're tired of being asked, but we got to ask you. Yeah, how are things with you physically?
Things are good. We took care of what we needed to take care of, Still working through the process a little bit, but I think I'm right where I need to be and, you know, excited to face hitters here soon.
So when you start thinking about start of the season, do you think that's still a goal for you?
Absolutely. That's 100% the goal. Obviously we don't want to rush, and I'm going to do my best to listen to my body, but right now the way that the training staff has mapped things out, working backwards, I should be, if all goes well and things are feeling right, should be ready to go.
Yeah, I can't wait for the day we don't talk about that, because we've talked about your career from UCLA to the Yankees to here, and what I think and know you can be, what you want to be. I say it all the time on the show. James Kaprielian wants to be the dude.
Yeah.
You want to be the guy. Every 5 days, it's win day when you take the mound. You have that mentality. You have the stuff. It's just unfortunately things have set that back, but I know deep down that's who you want to be.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I do want to be the guy, but I want four guys next to me to be the guy. That's ultimately the goal is, we have a staff that continues to push each other and compete with each other. And we want five guys who go out there and take the ball. And any single day that they go out there, the rest of the team goes, hey, we feel like we got a good chance today. But especially on days when I'm pitching for myself personally, you're right. I take pride in wanting to be that guy and be a leader for the staff and help this team win.
When you think about all the outings that you now have had in Major League Baseball, this offseason, when you think about it, the successes, not so successful, what do you think you need to improve on to get you to where you truly want to be?
I think continuing to polish my game in a lot of areas, but I mean, honestly, it's just filling up the zone, attacking guys. I'm not going to give too much credit to these guys. I think in the past I've done that. I'm going to go up there and make them beat me. And that's really what I want to do. If guys beat me, sometimes you got to tip your cap. They drive nice cars too.
the opposition gets paid too.
Yeah, they do all right. But I want to go out there and just be myself. And I think that's one thing I've learned is just continuing to be myself, not trying to be something I'm not. Myself is plenty good enough. And when there's days where I don't have my best outing, take a look at it. Don't necessarily dwell on it. Continue to move forward and realize there's always, plenty of time to make up ground for maybe not my best start.
Some of my favorite games for you is when, I'm not going to say you were angry, but there was a lot of intent. And you've come out and gone, today, fastball. And you attack early with fastball. There's been games where the secondary stuff's coming, but you've played a lot of fastball and a lot of fastball early and had success with that. Am I seeing the right thing?
Yeah, I mean, I like going after guys with the fastball. Like I said, I'm just continuing to learn about myself and the percentages I need to have on each pitch and what's, going to be and has been most successful for me at this level. It's a learning process, like I said, but the last 2 years, I think I've been able to, have enough data out there where I'm able to, kind of look back and see what has been effective for me. And I think this year, those first 2 years are behind me now. It's kind of time to go. I got to go do what I'm capable of.
When you think about all these arms, a lot of people nationally don't know about all the arms that you have in that clubhouse. But the more that we're down here and you talk to guys, there's a lot of confident young guys. Just talk about, they may not know it, but there is a lot of talent in that clubhouse.
There absolutely is. And that's okay. We hear and see and read what everyone says about us, and it's okay. We're okay being the team that pulls out, you know, guys out of the stable in the pen out there and bringing in a big arm. And I think, you know, there's a lot of young guys, like you're saying, but I think a lot of these guys are going to be able to, you know, put guys and put teams on notice, and it's going to be fun to watch, you know. I'm awfully comfortable, you know, whoever I'm handing the ball to in the bullpen, knowing that that next guy is going to get the job done. And I think the more experience and time these guys have had at this level and stuff, myself included, I think it just becomes a little bit easier and able to, you know, make the in-game adjustments faster. So it's going to be good. We got some new arms coming in too, and it's competitive and it's fun, and that's what you want. That's how you elevate a staff. That's how you elevate a team. You bring in as many good competitive guys as you can. You compete against each other and you polish each other's game. And, you know, we're continuing to learn from each other. You know, I'm learning from younger guys. I'm learning from older guys. I'm learning from guys who played in Japan, from Korea, whatever it may be. You know what I'm saying? So we're all continuing to get each other better. And, you know, I like where we're at. We're just going to continue to work and do what we do and play A's baseball.
What was the cool thing or big thing you did in the offseason that wasn't baseball related that helped you get your mind off baseball?
I got to take a trip with two of my best friends, which is pretty cool. We went over to Europe, kind of a trip we've been talking about since college. So, you know, once I had a little gap in my life, you know, we were able to go out there to Barcelona and Lisbon, Portugal, and Porto,
nice.
Portugal for about 8 nights total. So not too long of a trip, you know, enough to go, you know, get away from the rest of the world. But, you know, it was nice to go out there and experience, you know, a little different culture, a little bit different world, and you know, come back to America and, you know, enjoy getting back to work.
And it also kind of resets you when you come back. It's like you went, you had your good time, you enjoyed it, you bettered yourself as a person seeing the world, but then you reset and go, okay, now it's time to start getting ready.
Yeah, I mean, day like 7 and 8 of our 10 days total there, you know, I'm like, all right, like, I'm getting the itch. Like, I got to get back. I want to start training again. I want to, you know, get ready to start playing catch. So it's good. It's refreshing, and that's also something I'm learning. You know, you have to be able to, you know, separate yourself from the game a little bit. You know, I love this game so much, and I find myself consuming in it so often or finding new things I want to do or work on. But, you know, that's another thing I've learned over the past 2 years is, like, I got to have time to, you know, step away from the game, you know, refresh my mind, go play golf with the guys, whatever it may be. And, you know, when you come back into the clubhouse, it's a lot easier to go to work after you get, you know, get that little break sometimes.
Well, I can tell you, and I think you're all right with this. We got high expectations for you.
Yeah,
we think you can be that guy, and we're hoping this season it will be that. So continued success, stay healthy, and next time we see you, we'll be in Oakland.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you for having me.
Shay Langeliers, the A's catcher, joins us as we're having a little fun. It's really windy here today. They were going to do their drills where they fire the ball up into the air and the catcher's got to figure out. Can you imagine in the wind today?
Yeah, that would have been really tough. I wouldn't have had a lot of fun doing that.
So how have you been since last time we talked to you?
Been good. You know, had a good offseason, got married.
Congratulations.
Yeah, just, you know, getting ready for this year. Really excited about it.
What a wild ride for you. You come up, it's in Arlington, you grew up in the area, you had all the family there. You know, you finally get to the big leagues, you had the success, and then, you know, as you said, you got married. Has there been a time where you've been able just to sit back and just reflect on what it was like last year?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, just a little bit on the honeymoon. We took a week and went to St. Lucia, and then after that, I had a week left ready to go. So it was kind of that decompressed time that week. Spent some awesome time with my wife, kind of just got away from everything, and then came back ready to go.
You know, when we think about you coming up, you know, a lot of DHing time. We didn't like that because we knew, we obviously the dynamic with Big Murph, but I hate young players DHing. Is it nice coming into this camp knowing that I'm getting the gear on every day, we're catching, and DH will be more of a day off type deal?
Yeah, obviously my whole life I've love being behind the plate. There's just an aspect of being involved in the game and staying locked in, and it's really tough. You got to find a very specific routine that works for you when you're DHing, and obviously just way easier to stay in that flow as a catcher.
And when you talk about being comfortable coming into this camp, I know there's still there's a lot of new guys, but there's still the holdovers. How much more comfortable are you? You're not coming over in a trade. You now know where to go, all the coaches and everything. Just what is it like so far?
Yeah, it's way more comfortable, obviously, knowing the guys, knowing the coaching staff, knowing where to be, when to be there. Last year was just kind of the first couple weeks, kind of keeping my head above water, kind of getting to know everyone, know my job, stuff like that. Came into this year, different mentality. It's time to go, and we're ready to go, and we're excited about it.
And now you're going to have this entire offseason compared to you come to Oakland and you're immediately playing in big league games, right? Once you get called up. And you get called up and you're trying to win games. You don't know all the guys because mm-hmm. there's something right about being a catcher of knowing what makes each guy tick, what which guy's best pitches are in what situations. Is that going to be a lot easier for you now that you're going to get to know all the guys?
Yeah, I think for sure. That's the biggest thing is as a catcher, getting to know your pitchers, know their pitch arsenal, know their personality, know how to talk to them, stuff like that. And just – getting that time in the last month and a half, 2 months or so up there, getting to know those guys and what makes them tick, their pitches, stuff like that. It's just going to make it mesh way easier this year.
And how important is it to get all the early bullpens in to still kind of like learn the new guys?
Yeah, it's super important. Take that time right before the bullpen starts. Talk to them. What pitches they throw, where they like to throw it. I'm always like, if you want a different target, just let me know. I want you to be as comfortable as possible, things like that, and just kind of start that relationship from there.
And who are the new guys that you've caught that you've been impressed with?
Obviously, Fuji. Fuji's the big one. Love catching him. Steckenrider, and then I'm catching Rosinski today. So, I mean, it's just, like you said, a lot of new names, a lot of new faces, getting to know everyone.
Yeah.
Excited to get to know that.
Take us through the process of catching and communicating with Fuji.
Yeah, I mean it's honestly pretty easy. The translators they're awesome. They're awesome guys. They're easy to work with. We've had some good laughs with Fuji, and he threw a bullpen a couple days ago. He went 20 pitches, took a 2 minute break, 20 pitches, and then we just kind of hung out on the mound. Cots came over. We all had a good laugh. It's pretty comfortable. It's pretty easy.
How electric is the stuff?
it's really good. He's got some different variations of pitches that he's gonna throw when he wants to throw them, and it's gonna be exciting.
Yeah, we got to interview him when he was in Oakland for the press conference, and big dude.
Yeah,
you realize he's almost like a defensive end.
Yeah, he's a big guy. I didn't realize he was that big. But standing next to him, you definitely feel the presence for sure.
So when you talk about the offensive side, what do you think you learned in your time in the big leagues offensively, and what did you think about and you want to change coming into this year?
Yeah, I think, I first got called up last year. Obviously, super excited to be there. I wanted to, do as much as possible and make an immediate impact, and kind of went through those ups and downs after that, and then the last 2 weeks or so kind of started to figure it out and felt more comfortable in my approach and stuff like that. I think I'm just going to build off those last 2 weeks this year. I'm going to take that mentality into each at bat and just hopefully keep growing.
I remember talking to you at the end of the year. You didn't want it to end.
I was ready to keep going.
And how about the influence of our old friend Stephen Vogt? It'll be interesting to see him with Seattle. But yeah. What did he mean to you?
Everything. I mean, getting to know him in Atlanta the year before, getting to play with him the next year, it was very special. He's Stephen Vogt's just – he's just a great guy. He's a great ball player. He's just somebody you want to be around. He makes you smile. He makes you better as a player. He makes you better as a person. He's everything you want in a teammate.
Now, off the air, we were joking with him about stolen bases. We have you penciled in as a 2020 guy.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, so the pitchers – we can talk about from a defensive standpoint, but these pitchers are going to be freaked out about this clock. You're going to be on first. I think you've got a ton of bags in you this year.
Yeah, I mean, we got used to the clock a little bit down in AAA last year. We got a couple months with it, and those base stealers really figured out how to take advantage of that. Like for Estuary Ruiz, when we played him in El Paso, he was a nightmare when he got on first base. It was if he hit a single or walked, it felt like a triple almost out the gate. So it's going to be a big thing this year, and those base runners are going to be really aggressive.
See, I've been wondering, this is going to benefit. Obviously, it's not a benefit to the pitcher. Mm. But, I mean, can the hitters really – did you see the hitters? Because I know if I'm a base runner, I'm taking big leads to force you to throw over.
Mm-hmm.
Once I got you to throw over a couple times, now I got you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking as a base runner, I'm watching the clock too. I just take us through like the advantages, the big disadvantages, and the advantages.
Big disadvantage of the pitchers that like to take their times in between pitches. Those are going to be the guys that get guys are going to steal or try to steal a lot off them. Guys that move quick that actually can vary their times to home plate and make it a little harder. Obviously, with lefties, a lefty on the mound, it's a little bit harder to steal second. They can read whatever if you take off, but. It's especially with righties, they're going to need to move quick in between pitches and get going, so that way they can come set with hopefully more than 5 seconds left on the clock to vary their hold.
It is going to be very interesting, and we're expecting a big year out of year. Thank you so much for stopping by. Yeah. We appreciate it in the cold, but good luck today and the rest of the camp, and we'll see you back in Oakland.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, he is back on the program. It's great to have him, and never before in all of our history of A's Cast Live has a player brought his own camera to the set ready to rock. How are you?
I'm good. I put it there not even knowing that it'd be perfectly in the shot, but I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Well, you know, spring training is always a special time. A little cold right now, especially yesterday was freezing, but, you know, it's a time to where you're starting to realize with some of these young kids, I mean, you've been around it for a long time, but, you know, Kyle Muller, just talking with him, where he just said right now, where he just goes, you know what, I'm tired of being in the minor leagues. I'm ready to compete. I'm ready to be the guy in the major leagues. I mean, we have a lot of young, confident guys who are ready to change their careers, and I love seeing that. I think as a veteran guy who's going to mentor a lot of these guys, you got to love seeing that.
Oh, yeah. If someone doesn't say that, maybe you have a problem. You should definitely want to get out of the minors as soon as you can. But, yeah, there's a lot of hungry young dudes there. I even before I came down here, you know, I know we talked a couple months ago, and one of the biggest draws to this team was how exciting a lot of these young guys are. And the A's organization has a reputation of, you know, having some young stars appear and start to, you know, take the league by storm. And I think there's a handful of guys in there that have an opportunity to do that, you know, sooner rather than later. And it's going to be a lot of fun to be, you know, part of that, watch that happen.
You know, not everybody figures out in their career that, you know what, there's life beyond baseball. And you can kind of set yourself up, if you want, during your time while playing. You've started to do that. You've done the podcast. We know you're on with Chris Rose and all the different things that you do. So if there is something you want to do after baseball, you're kind of paving that path. When did you start to realize personality, having fun, building a brand? Because that's really what it's doing. Whether you think you're doing it or not, you are building a brand. When did you think about that? Went, yeah, I like this. I'm gonna run with it.
The year was 2008 when I was drafted. No, I knew that. I knew someday it was gonna end. You know, growing up, I was big. Just took school really seriously. I was always kind of into the performing side of things. I think that if I wasn't so into sports as a kid and had more time, I would have been probably in theater or something like that. I was always the guy in high school doing the class competition lip syncs and all that stuff, or you know, that was always my
you were
job.
That guy.
I was the guy. And so it just makes a lot of sense that I've gravitated towards a lot of hobbies and things that are also performing, just like baseball is. And so and I just kind of started to narrow the things that I enjoy the most down over the years, and just leaned into them. In the off season, I love to spend my time pursuing those things. I get really passionate and excited about it. And I've just always been about following those things that I'm really excited about.
What, in your career, what were your thoughts when you played against the A's? Because obviously you'll see a ton of different versions, right? It's just the way we work. Mm-hmm. It's like 3 years, really good, almost at time can have some dominant type teams. And then all of a sudden it's more of the going younger, things have changed. So as someone playing against the A's all these years, what was your perception of this organization, and how do you feel now?
It was definitely, you know, rebuilding has become like more of a clear thing, I guess, in the last probably decade, where teams will be like, we are rebuilding, right? I think it was always unspoken before that a little bit. And I feel like the A's organization, you know, since I've been playing, has been very quick and has not had a lot of those years in a row, which can be can happen at times for some organizations. There's always a crew, two or three guys that come and just like seemingly come out of nowhere and anchor the middle of the order from, you know, the Josh Donaldson days, and then into the Chappie and the Olson last few years, and just getting a lot of value out of guys that you know, maybe needed a fresh start somewhere. I personally can identify that with a lot with that too, just getting with another organization you feel like you've been cleansed of anything that, you know, you're struggling with where you just were. And so, but yeah, from the outside looking in, there's just gritty, grinding team, not fun to pitch to, not fun to play against, willing to do all the little things to win a game. Even if, like, your numbers weren't popping off of page at you, it was just one of those, you're like, man, I feel like I'm walking through quicksand today trying to pitch to these guys. And that's how it's kind of always been ever since that faded debut I had against Samardzija in the Coliseum. Fortunately, I haven't pitched that bad since, but I got my first taste that day just with how big the state. It was very, very, oh my God, I'm in the big leagues.
You said something really interesting, cleansed. And, you know, I talk so much to young players, and I talk about this as the land of opportunity. Like, if you were a young player when you were first coming up and I was talking to you and you were out here, we'd be talking about, hey, you're not being blocked. You play well, you put up numbers, you're going to get an opportunity. On a veteran side, something we don't talk a lot about is when you come here as a veteran player, you start to realize that you can be who you want to be. That's something that really Billy Beane set up years and years ago. You know, Billy took over, his first year was 1997. So this has kind of been, and it's kind of the way it's always been when you look at the pictures of the guys in the 70s and the 80s. It's been a freewheeling organization for a long time. But just talk about how, as a veteran guy, you can come in and kind of make this what you want to make. Does that make sense?
That
or
does.
Make of
yeah.
it what you want to make of it.
Exactly. I Chris Bassett actually said, he goes, you can be you. Not that you can't other places, but it's very, very like a ball of clay that you can mold, and you can be anyone you want to be. Like, for example, you never grown a beard before, you go to the A's, you can have a beard. That's what I'm working on. That's one of my little ways.
Your hair can be as long as you want it
yeah.
to be.
You just there's yeah. a lot of that stuff that might be, you know, veteran leadership have things they value the most, and you go, and there's a lot of veteran guys, so you're a little eggshells. And I just, you know, over the just watching the interviews and the going and playing against the teams with the walkout songs and the right field stands going crazy, and it's definitely, I don't know, I feel like it encompasses the spirit of, like, sports and
yeah.
True fandom, and it's really, really, like, kind of authentic and pure. And that's so important for a guy trying to play a sport at a high level and perform, is if you can get comfortable and feel like, you know, someone's cheering for you, it goes a long way. And I feel like that is a hallmark of not only the organization, but also the fan base.
Yeah, I think we have better talent than people think with these young guys. But you know what? You know it. I know it. They're going to struggle at some point.
Oh, yeah.
And, it's this game is so mental. You know, we're just talking to Adam Aller, and Adam Aller was talking about Stephen Vogt taking him aside, saying, hey, let me help you. You know, it's more than just throwing the baseball. You've got to learn the scouting reports. You got to know your own scouting report. Mm-hmm. You got to know how to get people out. There's a process to being a pro and being mm-hmm. a good pro. What's it going to be like for you, you think, this year? At some point, you're going to need to put your arm around some of these young guys. They're going to struggle. They're
yeah.
going to have some issues. They're going to struggle, whether it's off the field, on the field. It's just a reality. We're human beings. Just tell us how you see, now that you've been in the clubhouse a little bit, how you can help with that.
Well, fortunately, I've had plenty of that, and a lot of experience in overcoming obstacles and getting myself back into a situation to be successful and establish myself at the big league level. You know, injuries and poor play and all these things, and it worked out for me. But I think at the end of the day, identifying how big an opportunity you're going to have, you're going to go back out there. Like, it's going to take a lot to next guy up here, and that's a really good position to be in. But I think I've worked on a lot of things and developed a lot of strategies over the years of when things are going poorly and you get sped up and you start to look at all the results over and over again, taking it back 10 steps, going to the 101 version of the building blocks of what make you successful, and then working your way back, checking little boxes one at a time, build back that confidence. Those are all things that are much easier said than done, but I think that with someone kind of asking questions and keeping you there, that it can happen much, much quicker. And then just when you get the opportunities and identifying where you're at, what your job is at that moment, and knowing that I have two options here, I can either shy away, or I can, you know, treat it like my back's against the wall and there's only one way to go forward. That's what guys getting the job done. That's like a place you need to go to as a relief pitcher. So, and I think there's some guys that have that. And I think the other guys are going to be developing and they're going to have to find out how they're going to do it. So all of those things, just having those conversations saying, I see this. Maybe you should try this. Maybe we should go back to this. What do you think? And just having those conversations, just talking about it all the time, I think will be where it starts and then go from there.
Yeah, a reliever in baseball is like a corner in football. You're going to get burnt. You got to get back out there and get ready. Before we let you go, when you look in the mirror, right, how do you like that beard?
It's getting there. I'm trying to get it to grow over the two patches on the chin. Not happening very well, but at least it's symmetrical. So I've never tried a beard because I have these massive patches on my chin.
So do I. Right here. I don't grow right here.
Yeah.
So I feel less of a man when I try and grow the beard. So
I have a great mustache, though. So at the end of the day.
So Movember's your month.
Yeah. If I need to trim this up, this can stay and we'll have something going on. I don't know how much my wife will like that, but she didn't like it the first three times I tried it. So, but maybe a little bit of beard will help. I don't
know. It's Oakland. You can do anything you want.
Yeah, you can do anything. You can be anyone you want.
Hey, we expect a great season from you. A's fans are really excited, and we're excited here on A's Cast Live because we know you're going to be a great guest. And keep doing what you're doing because you're better for the game.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We would like to thank the two pitchers and a catcher. All three guys going to play a big part this season. Thank you for listening to A's Unfiltered. Now back to A's Cast, powered by iHeartRadio.
This has been a presentation of the Oakland Athletics.